Florida lawmakers want to repeal a 113-year-old regulation on telegraph companies. Lawmakers say it's long overdue, considering the nation's last official telegraph service closed in 2006. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Telegrams have long been replaced by modern technology, texting, emails, and even social media. Floridians are more likely to see telegrams in movies than in real life. Movies like director Joe Wright's Darkest Hour, released in 2017. During one of its scenes, Winston Churchill asks his secretary, Elizabeth Layden, to draft a telegram.
Come on, telegram.
She's doing so on a typewriter.
That six horses will now move. Move at once.
To send a telegram, people would take their messages to telegraph operators, who would then translate the message into Morse code and send it along wires, where it would then be received by another operator who would translate the message back into English and deliver it. If someone wants to send a telegram in 2020, it will sound more like this. Now, companies mostly send telegram-looking messages. It's something Ruth Rodriguez did to surprise her husband.
So it's almost like, you know, just going to Amazon or some other online retailer to make a transaction. It was very easy.
After filling out a form, typing her message and husband's address, Rodriguez paid $44 to send the telegram.
So it's definitely a much more expensive way to send a message than just about any other way to do it.
Rodriguez says she doubts the company actually sent her message along telegraph wires, but says
it actually looked like an old-fashioned telegram.
And whether by fate or coincidence, her husband, Fort Myers Republican Representative Ray Wesley Rodriguez, sat on the same committee that heard a bill on repealing the state's outdated telegraph regulations.
My wife and I were watching an old movie a couple of months ago on Turner Classic Movies. The guy delivers a telegram. And I said to my wife, I said, Ruth, no one ever sends telegrams anymore. I wonder if you can even do that. And she goes, who knows? Who needs it with smartphones?
Companies claiming to send telegrams do so through a mailing service, which could take about 3 to 5 business days. But when telegrams were used more frequently, lawmakers had high expectations. Getting a telegram was once considered so important, the Florida legislature passed regulations in 1907 making telegraph companies liable for any message that wasn't promptly delivered. Bradenton Republican Representative Tommy Gregory explains.
It must have been quite a time for telegraph companies in the state of Florida because the regulations were completely unfriendly. It wasn't a friendly business environment. There was automatic liability if you were a telegraph company operating in the state of Florida. If you refused to send a telegraph, in today's dollars, you were responsible for a $2,800 penalty.
Gregory is now pushing a bill to repeal those regulations. He says the law is outdated.
And we're pretty sure, given the great staff analysis provided to us, that no telegraphs have been sent in the state of Florida in more than a decade.
But after hearing Rodriguez's story, the record was changed.
For the record, the last telegram ever sent, received by Representative Rodriguez.
And the message on that telegram?
It just said, Dear Ray, and then I put in quotation marks, what hath God wrought, question mark, with the date 5/24/1844.
It's a reference to the first telegram ever sent. Florida laws on telegraph companies haven't updated since 1945. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.